The Americas Today. My name is Kern Stanley. The OAS member state of St. Vincent and the Grenadines votes on a national referendum on constitutional reform on the 25th of November 2009. An OAS observer mission will be present for this process. The following is an interview with the head of that mission and chief of the electoral observation missions at the OAS, Mr. Stephen Greiner. I'm here with Stephen Greiner, chief of the OAS observer mission for the 2009 National Referendum on Constitutional Reform in St. Vincent and the Grenadines. Stephen, are you there?
Yes, I am.
I want to say thank you for taking time out and chatting with us here at OAS Radio.
Well, thank you very much for the invitation to be here.
All right, Stephen, I'd like to ask you about the actual relationship with the government of St. Vincent and the Grenadines. How did you come about to act as an observer mission for this constitutional reform?
Well, as you know, the Organization of American States is an intergovernmental organization. So the executive branch of the 34 countries serve in the Permanent Council of the OAS. We received an invitation from the government of St. Vincent and the Grenadines to observe these elections. That said, once we're in the country, we maintain very close contact with all political forces in the country, the opposition as well as the ruling party.
When do you start preparations for this?
Well, we've already started. I was in St. Vincent and the Grenadines last week. I met with the Prime Minister, the Leader of the Opposition, the Supervisor of Elections, civil society, and pretty much anyone who's involved in the referendum process in St. Vincent and the Grenadines. The Assistant Chief of Mission, Indira Marin, also from our office here at OAS headquarters, traveled today. So she'll begin putting together the infrastructure for the arrival of the short-term observers. And I'll be traveling to St. Vincent this weekend as well.
And what about on the ground in St. Vincent? What has been the news there? Is everything on schedule, preparations for the elections, the electoral mission commission down there?
Well, one of the things is it's important to recognize that this is a first-time event in St. Vincent and the Grenadines. They've never had a referendum before. Indeed, they haven't had a referendum in the Eastern Caribbean before. So I think there's a lot of uncharted water, uncharted territory for the elections office. That said, they seem to be on schedule, and as far as identifying the polling stations and training the polling officials and things like that, they're on schedule. Now, there have been some motions filed against certain aspects of the referendum process, one being the ballot design. Usually in a traditional election in St. Vincent, you have the name of a candidate and a symbol. It's before the courts right now whether or not a symbol needs to accompany the yes or the no option. So there are certain things like that that still need to be resolved, and we're keeping track of that closely. And they really have to do with the fact that this is a first-time event in St. Vincent.
Well, you say it's a first-time event for St. Vincent and the Grenadines. But what about for the OAS and observing this sort of referendum? Has the OAS observed constitutional reform elections before?
Yes, we have. In a number of Latin American countries, we've observed constituent assembly elections that would elect members to write a new constitution. We've also observed a referendum to approve proposed constitutions, and we've observed proposals to reform the constitution, where they have certain aspects, certain amendments to the existing constitution. So we've really observed many different types of constitutional exercises.
I'd like to ask you maybe just to compare maybe a general elections to the whole constitutional reform elections process. Are there any things that we can look out for that might seem different or strange in that process?
I think the challenge to any referendum, especially when it deals with a new constitution, is education of the populace, and so that the electors know what they're voting for and what they're not voting for. You know, this isn't, strictly speaking, a partisan exercise, although in St. Vincent has broken down along those lines. This is to approve a constitution. It's not a candidate running or a political party running. So it's important for the electorate to understand what the content of the constitution is, and that's true in any country. The challenge then, of course, is to get people out to vote. You know, political parties, when they're running for office, have incentive to get their supporters out. So there's a lot of people working to get electors to a voting booth on election day. That's not always the case when it comes to a constitutional referendum. Although I anticipate there does seem to be a lot of debate in St. Vincent, so I anticipate that the voter turnout will be relatively high.
And back to the actual observer mission now. How many people are going to be in this mission, and how long are you going to be there in St. Vincent?
We'll have on election day or on referendum day, we'll have 15 observers, and we have 15 because there are 15 constituencies in the country, so we want to have maximum coverage, geographical coverage. We're going to be deploying observers to all the Grenadine Islands. As I said, we really began deploying the mission, if you will, last week when I traveled with the Assistant Chief of Mission. And we expect the final results to be, finalized by Friday. And so tentatively, the plan was the mission would leave on Friday. Now, if that's not the case, and for whatever reason that there aren't final results at that time, we will stay until there are final results.
And I guess in hand with that, a key part of this whole mission, there's a ceremony tomorrow here at the OES. What's happening there?
We usually sign two agreements when we observe an election or a referendum, one with the government, and that's what we're doing tomorrow. We're going to sign an agreement of privileges and immunities, and basically that allows our observers free access in the travel throughout the country, and that it can't be detained for any reason, things like that. The other agreement, which I signed last week, has to do with electoral guarantees, so that the electoral department will allow us to access any information, be it electronically or on paper, that we can access the polling stations, any type of information we need to do our job. They, through this agreement, have guaranteed that access.
And Stephen, when are you heading down to St. Vincent and the Grenadines?
I'll be leaving on Sunday.
On Sunday. Okay, well, I would hope that we might be able to catch up with you once you're in St. Vincent.
Oh, of course.
And I want to say thanks again for taking time out and chatting with us here at OES Radio.
Well, thank you, too.
That was Stephen Greiner, Chief of the OES Observer Mission for the 2009 National Referendum on Constitutional Reform in St. Vincent and the Grenadines. My name is Kern Stanley for OES Radio with the Americas Today.